Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing with the second and third Mishnayos in the seventh chapter of Maseches Brachos. Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah, says, Nashim v'avadim uketanim ein mezamnin aleihem. So we started in the previous Mishnah with the halachas of the zimun, with the call to benching that we say before grace after meals. So now we say that women, slaves, and minors don't count in a zimun with adult males. Ad kama mezamnin, on what size portion would one join a zimun? Ad kezayas, he has to eat a portion the size of an olive. Rabbi Huda Omer ad kebeya, and Rabbi Huda says he has to eat a portion the size of an egg, which is larger. Let us look first in the part Nuro. Uktanim ein mezamnin aleihem. Minors do not count in zimun with adults. Davka ketanim she'ein yodim lemim mavarchin. This refers specifically to minors who don't understand who it is that we're benching to. Aval katan hayodei lemim mavarchin, but a katan who does understand who God is and that he's saying praises to him, mezamnin alav, then such a minor can count in a zimun. V'ikam rebufsa da amrei dolo amru katan hayodei lemim mavarchin mezamnin alav el ben shalosh esrei shana v'yom echad shelo hevi shtei sa'aros v'hu hanikra katan pareach. There is an opinion that when we say a minor who knows who God is can count in a zimun, that refers to a minor who is 13 years old and a day, but who has not yet gotten two pubic hairs, and such a katan meets one of the requirements, but not the other of the requirements for reaching the age of majority. So if he's got the chronological, though not the physical, signs of being an adult, then if he understands who he's benching to, he can count in a zimun. But if he doesn't have the chronological requirement met, you know, if he's under 13 years in a day, then even if he understands who God is, he doesn't count in a zimun. And the halacha lamaisa, the practical application of the law, as brought down in the Yerushalmi, is that we do not count a minor for a zimun at all until he has both the chronological requirements of 13 years in a day and the physical requirements of having brought forth two pubic hairs. V'nashim mezamnos la'atzman, and women can make a zimun by themselves. V'avadim mezamnin la'atzman, and slaves can make a zimun by themselves. Aval nashim im avadim lo, but women and slaves don't mix to make a zimun. Mishum pritzusa, because it's not tznius. The slaves were not known for being particularly well behaved, and it's just slaves and women don't mix. Ad kezayas, one has to eat an olive sized portion. V'chein halacha, and this is the halacha. V'loka Rabbi Yehuda d'amar ad kebeya, and it's not like Rabbi Yehuda who says that a person has to eat an egg-sized portion. Let's take a quick look over in the Tosfos Yontiv. Ad kezayas, person has to have an olive-sized portion. Mefarish b'Gemara, the reason is explained in the Gemara, the reason for this difference of opinion of whether it's a kezayas or a kebeya. V'achalta zu achila, v'savata zu shesia. So the first opinion is that achalta, in the verse, you shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless Hashem. Achalta, you shall eat, refers to food. And savata, you shall be satisfied, refers to drink. V'achila b'kazayas. And the measurement of what's considered eating is a kazayas. The other opinion, Rabbi Yehuda svirale, Rabbi Yehuda feels, v'achalta v'savata, you shall eat and be satisfied. Achila sheyesh bo svia. It refers to a form of eating that is satisfying. Ve'izezu kebeya, and what's a satisfying portion? A kebeya. Ba'afal gav dekra bebirchas hamazon ba'alma below zimun. And even though this verse is talking about benching in the general sense, we're not talking about forming a zimun here. Kasu hatosos de nachinami dehu hadin bebirchas hamazon below zimun. And the tosos say that yes, this is the case talking about benching without a zimun. V'rabusa ashmuinan de afilu al kezayas mezamnin. And it teaches us something surprising, that this applies even for making a zimun on even a kezayas of food. Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad mezamnin. How do we make a zimun? B'shlosha omer nevarech. When there are three people together, he says, let us bench. B'shlosha v'hu, omer barchu. When there's three plus him, he says Baruch Hu, bench. Asara Omer Nevarech Lelokeinu. When there are ten, he says, let us bless God. Basara Vahu Omer Baruch Hu. And when there's ten plus him, he says, bless God. Echad Asara Ve'echad Asara Ribo. This is the case whether there are ten or whether there are 10 times 10,000, 100,000 people. It never changes the formula after that, Baruch Elokeinu. That's one opinion. The second opinion is, B'mea Omer Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu. When there are 100, he says, let us bless Hashem our God. B'mea Vahu Omer Baruch Hu. And when there's 100 plus him, he says, bless Hashem our God. Ve'elef Omer Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. When there are 1,000 people benching together, he says, let us bless God, you know, Hashem our God, the God of Israel. Ve'elef Vahu Omer Baruch Hu. And when there's 1,000 plus him, then he says, bless Hashem our God, the God of Israel. Beribo Omer, Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Hatzvos, Yoshev Hakruvim, Al Hamazon Sh'achanu. When there's 10,000 people benching together, then he would say, let us bless Hashem our God, the God of Israel, the God of legions, who sits on cherubs for the food that we have eaten. Beribo Behu Omer, Baruch Hu. And when there are 10,000 plus him, he says, bless Hashem, our God, the God of Israel, etc., etc. That whole formula that we just said. Ki'inyan shehu mavarech, kach onin achrav. Whatever formula the one benching says, the others respond using the same formula. For example, as we just said, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Hatzvos, Yoshev Hakruvim, Al Hamazon Shalchanu. They would respond with, blessed is Hashem, our God, the God of Israel, the God of hosts, who sits on cherubs for the food which we have eaten. So whose opinion is it that we just said that the formula changes with each exponentially greater group of people dining together? Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, it's Rabbi Yossi Haglili who says, Lefi Rov HaKahal Hein Mavarchin. According to the size of the congregation, that is how they bench, or that is how they bless God in general. Shinemar, and he quotes a verse in Tehillim, which it says, B'makelos Baruchu Elokim. In assemblies, plural, you shall bless God. Hashem Mimkor Yisrael, God from the fountain of Israel. So we see that based on the size of the crowd is how the praise of God should go. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who, by the way, is the first opinion in our Mishnah, that it doesn't get any greater than 10 people. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzinu B'Beis HaKnesses, what do you see we do in Shul? Echad Merubin Ve'echad Me'utin. Omer Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Whether it's a large crowd of people, a small crowd of people, we always just say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, praise God. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarach. Rabbi Yishmael corrects the text of what we say in Shul. He says, actually, we say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarach, bless God who is blessed. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. B'shlosha V'hu Omer Baruch Hu. When it's three people plus him, he doesn't say, let us bless, he says, bless. D'ha b'lav d'idei, ika zimun, because there's a zimun without him, v'chein chulam, and this is the case with all of them. That's why it's the exclusionary language of him directing them to bench. Echad asara v'echad asara ribo. Rabbi Akiva says that the text would be the same whether we're dealing with 10 people or 10 times 10,000. Hach reishu Rabbi Akiva hi, d'amar mamitzinu v'beis hakinesis. The first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, who says, look what we do in Shul. Meshagiyu la'asara ein chiluk ben rabim l'me'utim. When we reach 10 people, it no longer makes a difference whether there's a large crowd or a small crowd. Hachanami ein chiluk. Here also, there's no differentiation. B'mea omer nevarech l'Hashem Elokeinu. When there's 100, you say, Hashem Elokeinu. Hachseifa kula Rabbi Yossi Haglili hi. The end part of this Mishnah, where we say when there's 10 say this, 100 say that, 1,000 say the other thing, that's all Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Damar lefi rov hakaha hin mavarchin, who says that according to the size of the congregation, that's how the prayer goes. Shenemar b'makelos baruchu elokim. And he cites that verse of, in assemblies you shall bless God. Upsak halacha mishlosha v'ad asara ve'ein asara klal, mavarech omer nevarech shalchanu mishalo. And the final analysis, the halacha, is that from 3 until 10, but not 10, the one benching would say, let us bless the one from whom we have eaten. And the others would respond, blessed is the one from whom we have eaten and through whose goodness we live. And 10, or 10 and above, Hamavarech Omer Nevarech Lelokeinu Shachalnu Mishalo, then the one who's benching, who's leading, would say, let us bless our God from whom we have eaten. V'chulan onin Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishalo Uvtuvo Chayinu. They would respond with, blessed is our God from whom we have eaten and through whose goodness we live. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Baruchu Es Hashem Hamavarech. Rabbi Shmuel says, blessed is God who is blessed. V'halachik Rabbi Yishmael. And this is, in fact, what we say in Shul. That is the end of the third Mishnah in the seventh chapter of Maseches Brachos. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with the fourth and fifth Mishnayos, which will bring us to the end of the chapter.